10 seconds is quite a long time when you think about it. In that time, I've given you all this information just like you can with a short advertisement. If you're interested, check out sandgorillas.co.uk/sales. Sand Gorillas on Audio Boom.
More jingle, please.
More jingle.
Jingle.
This is how we do a jingle. Good show. It's really, really good. And it's a show.
That, if you could describe it with one word, it would be described as
not bad.
And now the shopping forecasts issued by Offshop, Tesco, Morrison's and Aldi. Snoop Doggy Dog previously rated these supermarkets the shizzle. Checkout assistance, fit, occasionally rocking. 70 on the Richter scale.
A scientist made yogurt from her own vagina and then ate it as part of a bizarre experiment. She made the yogurt overnight using a wooden spoon to collect her ingredients.
How big was this wooden spoon? Unless she has a very wide vagina and it's like throwing a sausage up an alleyway.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that are not necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you're easily offended, maybe you should go and find some cat gifts instead. What can we talk about that's podcasty to start it off? I was going to say, actually, if you are able to do a quick bit to put in a promotion.
All right.
We could probably do it now if you want, just to start it off. I'm going to make a video. People don't have an excuse not to listen to us because of the Audio Boom app and stuff. So what I was thinking was making a small video with just us talking and then me doing some weird stuff in After Effects.
Right.
I don't know how to start off a promotion, anything like that.
Hey, you!
Yeah, you.
Grab them by the audio bollocks.
Hey, you! Sitting over there.
No, don't use copyrighted music.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. What song was that again?
I don't even know.
Is that Dr. Dre, Ring Ding Dong?
Oh, of course it is.
Hey, you, sitting over there. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Maybe we can get him involved.
I don't think we can. If we can't get our family and supposed friends involved, we're not getting Dr. Dre. Making a joke about us doing this podcast in Braille would be a bit much, wouldn't it? We could do an audio described podcast, but that doesn't work because it's still audio.
Yeah, we've been talking about what we were going to talk about. Like, oh, this is the bit when I say a silly jingle and then a silly jingle comes on.
I used to want to be the audio descriptive person. Do you think there's audio described porn? I bet there is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
To Google.
Hey, you.
Do you remember me? I used to sit next to you in school.
What song's that?
That's Friday Night by The Darkness. Oh, there is a YouTube video called The Guy Who Audio Describes Porn. I will save that to watch later, because I'm intrigued.
We shall all save that to watch till later now. Shall I just say what comes out of my mouth? And then do you want to do one as well?
Yeah.
About listening, and then I can just, like, adapt it to whatever we say.
Okay.
Oi! If you're listening to this or watching this, you've got no reason to not be listening to our podcast.
Our? Hello, Consummate Professionals here.
We're on everything, so you should be able to download us. And if you don't download us, you're just being lazy. Show us the support. So some whatever I said.
This is going spectacularly well.
Yeah, show us some support. We're doing it for you.
I thought we were doing it for the love of the craft.
Oh, and that too, yeah. Is that something they say, like, on that programme with witches on it?
Charmed?
Yes.
Maybe.
We're doing it for the love of the craft. Or I can just do a... Hello, I am Johnny.
Zoe Fowle here.
And this is me talking to you about things that you should be listening to.
If you're listening to this, you probably haven't listened to our podcast before because you're not my mum. If you are, hello mum, I'm going to tidy my room soon. Listen to our podcast, prick up your ears.
Because you've got no reason to not listen to it.
You can get us on iTunes, the Audioboom app.
And you can download all of our podcasts off of there. It is amazing, so go and do it. You can download us beforehand and then take us out wherever you go.
It's an experience. One you might not wish to repeat, but at least give us some decent listening figures for the first one you do choose to listen to.
We are a spectacular new thing.
Which is pretty cool.
You should be listening to it, all right?
Google us. Thank you. Bye.
Shall we do a podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, it is the Prick Up Your Ears podcast.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
That's Zoe over there.
Hello.
Zoe of the Fell House.
Hello. And you make me sound like I'm on Game of Thrones. Da 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 da. I can't remember how the rest of it goes.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I've seen the first season and one episode of the second season.
Okay.
But not any of the rest. I've got so many things I need to watch. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I need to watch that with Avery. It's on our list, as well as, I think Breaking Bad was on the list. I don't know
it's
if it
great.
Is now.
Don't take it off the list. It's great.
That was the thing. We've spoken about this before. I watched the first two episodes and couldn't get into it.
You need to give it more than the first two episodes.
Isn't it like the first nine episodes or the first series or something?
Give it some time.
But if it doesn't catch my attention there, I'm like a child.
Seriously, just give it some time.
I'll think about it, but to be fair, I've lost interest in it already.
Fine, you're missing out. It's your fault. Don't blame me.
But we're going to watch Game of Thrones, and I watch Arrow. See, how come Arrow and The Flash has got my attention straight away? I'm on series three of Arrow now.
I don't know. Is it because it's aimed at children?
Trust me, Arrow is not aimed at children.
I know. I've seen about four episodes of Arrow.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
It's all right. Normally my dad's watching it and I just poke my head in and going, are you watching Arrow? I was like, okay. And then I'll just go back to doing whatever I'm doing.
It is one of the best things on the telly.
Okay.
And The Flash as well is pretty good because it kind of goes in between it. But they've got my attention straight away.
Well, they're kind of comic booky, aren't they?
Yeah. But I didn't like Firefly.
Firefly's one fucking series. You can't claim boredom with that.
Well, that's the thing. I watched the one that Ashford watched in the classroom that time. And then I kind of was like, oh, all right then. And then Avery's friend brought it around and then they watched it, but I just couldn't get into it. But I picked up a comic by accident when I went to Halifax one day. And it was the first time I went into a comic book shop and I was like, what would you suggest? And then they gave me one and it was Serenity. And it's based on the Firefly stuff and it's written by the same person who wrote that and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
On today's podcast, the regular stuff, fact cock. We've got bombardment with me asking questions to Zoe today. I think it was that I'm on 16 and you're on 15. What is that else Sarah said to talk about?
Like, I've got two news stories, but they're both quite shit.
This isn't supposed to be like an advertisement of a channel. They're having lip sync battle on Spike over here now.
Are we not done with that now?
I don't know. See, I'd like to watch it because, I don't know, I thought it was a good feature in Jimmy Fallon's show, so...
But is this just normal people doing it, or is this...
No, it's celebrities.
Celebrities, okay.
Yeah, celebrities doing it against each other. On the Metro website of Justin Bieber dressed up as Ozzy Osbourne.
I saw a screen grab of that. It was really weird.
Yeah, but that's what he was doing. Seem to dress up as the person that they're doing the song as.
So it's a bit like Stars in Their Eyes meets Drunk History.
Yes. I like Drunk History, by the way.
It's good.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it or not. Some of the stuff is a bit hit and miss.
Yeah.
But that one I enjoyed.
Well, it's a tried and tested format in the US, and it's just a case of getting British comics. And I like that they've chosen some lesser known comics as well.
Yeah.
Generally still comedians that I know, not showing off. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. But yeah, I think it's fun, you know.
I enjoyed that they weren't all necessarily famous people, but they'd have like someone like Mark... what's his face again? he was in The Borrowers and all of that Paul Whitehouse stuff.
I know who you mean, but I'm not going to tell you his...
Suits you, sir.
I'm not going to tell you...
Mark... His name's Mark, though, isn't it?
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Did you have a follow-up question for this story?
I didn't. I just wanted to mention it and whether it was something that you would be interested in, but obviously you are fed up of it.
No, I didn't. I was just merely posing the question as to whether we're getting a bit oversaturated with it.
Oh, okay.
There's an obvious question off the back of this. What song would you do if you went on it?
Well, I'm going to reveal something right now.
Oh, God.
I regularly lip sync to Finn.
Right.
So when he's having his dinner or when he's just sat there doing nothing, we've not got the telly on, and I've got the speakers on, mm-hmm. whatever song is on, I will start acting it out in front of him.
Right.
And he really laughs.
Oh, that's cute.
So I think it was something like some Human League song.
Don't You Want Me, Baby?
No. I believe in a thing called love. I believe in me, I believe in you, and you know I believe in love.
I don't know that one.
I love your love action. That's just a distraction.
Oh, yes, that song. I do know that song.
That's one of them I've lip synced to him, and I think that would be a good one too. Either that or like a classic rap track.
Yeah.
Woo-ha, Busta Rhymes.
Do I know that one?
Woo-ha, woo-ha, got you all in check. Head not shit to make you break your neck. Woo-ha, woo-ha, got you all in check.
I don't think I know that one.
It's a 90s. Yeah, 90s rap. Yeah,
I mean, I am from the 90s, but yeah. I don't know that.
Or Jump Around.
I think that's too easy.
Yeah.
You need something with actual lyrics.
We ain't got none. See, again, Boom Shake the Room is an obvious one too. What song would you do anyway?
I think I would do something by Macklemore, because I've got like 80% of the lyrics down to that. R. Kelly Ignition Remix.
Yeah.
Classic. Or I Want to Dance with Somebody. Tune. Although I have realised that if I was to go on that show, two of those people are not the same race as me, so that might not be a good idea.
Yeah, well, I used to, on Stars in Their Eyes, I used to like paint them.
Yeah, which
obviously is not a good thing.
We've all seen the Greek Stars in Their Eyes, where the woman comes out as Stevie Wonder and is promptly helped down the stairs by a stagehand, and everyone watching it goes, "Oh, stop! No, it's the worst. It's so bad."
Should we do some proper news now then?
Or
not proper news. It's all shit.
Not particularly, because all the news is shit this week, but there we go. I have to cut my penises because my regrowth is awful. Would you keep it to yourself?
Okay.
And you definitely can't put this bit in the podcast. Supermarket giant Tesco has won £1.50 compensation from a customer who spilled a bottle of milk in one of its stores. Shopper Cornelius Price, which is, by the way, a fantastic name, 40, threw the six-pint bottle in a temper. I'll start that again.
Come on, you've got the Welsh down to it.
I know. Clandidrod. No, I've left out an N.
I didn't think it would be there.
It is there. Clandrindod, Wells Magistrates Court heard. It was claimed he was verbally abusive and escorted off the premises. Admitting criminal damage, Price said he threw the milk towards the store manager, saying, "Catch it," or saying, "Catch it." That's not Welsh. But it accidentally spilt.
Wales talks like this, or catch it.
Wales.
Catch it.
That one. He was told to return the milk he was holding and leave the store, and he threw it down the floor in temper, said Julie Sullivan, prosecuting. £1.50 compensation is requested for the milk. Phil Sherrard, defending, said, "This is minor criminal damage. He knows he should have been more careful with the milk." Price was told to pay £1.50 compensation to Tesco, fined £75, ordered to pay £20 victim surcharge and £85 costs. The money will be deducted from his benefits at £10 a fortnight.
Did Tesco sue it? It was a compensation, wasn't it?
It was criminal damage, basically.
Yeah.
It became a police matter, as it was assault, I suppose.
It reminded me of when I worked in a nightclub.
Was it in Clandrindod? I said it right!
Yeah, I thought when you were going to say, I didn't say the N, I thought it was going to be like in the clan bit, like he didn't do the N for long enough.
Clandrindod.
Yeah.
It's really easy when I'm not looking at it.
Yeah, it reminded me of this time when I was at work. It was like one of my first times of working on a really busy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this girl who'd been there like for 10 seconds. And she aggressively insisted that I served her next. And when I didn't, she threw the glass, hitting like a bunch of spirits behind me.
Crikey.
And all of the spirits and the whole shelf smashed.
That's amazing. Was it a glass or was it a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a proper... It was a small glass, but she was really pissed off, so she flung it so hard. It hit the shelf smashed, the glass, because there was a mirror behind it, that smashed also. I think the security saw it and was chased out of the club, but it was pretty spooky. Like, it shot past my head.
Yeah.
Knowing the result of what happened, I was kind of a bit spooked out after that.
The cleanup there must have been insane.
Well, we still had the bar open afterwards. It was just more that part was smashed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was scary in that club, though, because in the summer, we used to be upstairs and you could feel the floor shaking because of how many people were dancing.
Mm-hmm. Was yours the bar that collapsed, but not when you were working there?
Yes. No, well, kind of. I went into work one day and said, this place is falling down, and then... And then 3 hours later, we were all told to leave the building because the ceiling had fallen on someone's head. And then the other time, which was not long after I left, the place had burnt down. So that bar I worked on, apparently it still exists, but it's just got loads of... It's got a new bar in front of it.
Yeah.
So this milkman...
Yes.
That's right. That's not right.
Cornelius, which is a great name.
Does it say how old he was?
He's 40.
For someone with a name like Cornelius.
A baby Cornelius. Imagine that. You're almost as old by like 10 years as a baby Cornelius.
Yeah.
Baby Cornelius would have been at school when you were born.
And also scarily reminding me how old I am getting.
Yes.
Even though I am just like 30 and to everyone else it's like nothingness.
Just 30.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. To everyone, it's like, oh, 30 is nothing. Wait till you get to be 50.
No, to me, 30 is old.
Yeah,
sorry.
And you're like 24.
I'm 24, yeah.
Anyway, I don't like thinking about it. Let's go away from it.
I wanted to make a crying over spilt milk joke, but it never really materialised in the right place. And apparently the word materialised is very difficult for me to say.
Well, Tesco are having financial problems, aren't they? So I know it's only £1.50, but every little helps.
I suppose so, yeah.
Okay, well, Cornelius, you have been naughty and you have to pay it all.
Out of your benefits, so sorry.
Yeah.
But don't throw things at people aggressively.
Don't even throw them politely.
He did, to be fair, he did say catch this. So I don't really know who's to blame.
Yeah. I suppose how it was thrown. I mean, if it was thrown as in like a trendy, here you go, mate. If it was thrown as a, catch this, you fucking bastards, and then like threw like really hard, then yeah, I guess that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, they were saying he was being verbally abusive. He was told to return the milk he was holding, leave the store, and then he threw it out the floor in temper.
So how can you catch it if you're throwing it at the floor? You'd have to be stood up and go, catch this, and then whack it on the floor.
I think maybe he claimed he said catch it and then didn't.
You'd have to be like a baseball playing catching person to have grabbed it.
Yeah.
Shall I go to my one?
Yes, please.
This week in boring news.
Is that the news?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I love the idea that kind of George Alagaya would go, and on the 6 o'clock news this evening, just, it's all shit, all gone, don't bother.
I think there was a bit on Time Trumpet about that.
Was there?
Yeah, or something like that, like when they go to the news and then like nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And then it's just them sat there with the rolling news going past.
Right.
And they're just looking at each other and going, anyway, so the mega fun interesting news I've got for you this week is IKEA in Beijing are begging shoppers to stop sleeping on their furniture that they're selling. According to mirror.co.uk, navigating an IKEA can be difficult work and it's understandable that you might need to have a rest. However, these shoppers in IKEA's Beijing store have taken it to the next level by sleeping on the furniture. IKEA was originally okay with this and it's quite a common practice. However, they are pretty pissed off of it now and are fed up of people going to sleep in their shop. Apparently it's a spontaneous phenomenon, which is apparently what they told the Wall Street Journal in 2014. Some customers who enter the Chinese stores sleep in their beds. IKEA in China does nothing to prevent nor anything. They just leave them to sleep, basically. But they don't attract people to go to sleep in there.
So they don't prevent it or encourage it?
Apparently it's a little bit extra work for the staff because they'd have to wake them up or whatever. But on the other hand, if customers try out the furniture and like it, then we can sell an extra mattress or two.
Yes. That is true.
But now they're getting pissed off with it, so they're telling them to bugger off out of their shop.
Yeah, I can imagine that's quite a annoying thing to happen.
You wouldn't imagine that in Benton beds, would you?
Not really.
Walking through and it's like, there's probably like three or four different people sleeping on it.
That's in an episode of The Simpsons though, isn't it?
Is it?
Where Homer falls asleep on a bed and then he gets a job selling beds.
Oh, okay. What if someone had died while they were testing out one of those beds?
So comfortable, you'll die in it. So comfortable, you'll sleep the sleep of the dead.
IKEA could then go into selling coffins.
I suppose
because
so.
They would have, they'd have the most comfortable coffins.
But if it's IKEA, they'd have to call them, oh, the Hurtpuch.
The Hurtpuch.
The Hurtpuch. Okay. Yeah. I've never been to an IKEA, by the way.
I went to one in Bristol.
Bristol?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was a bit of a walk around, to be fair.
You have to follow the lines on the ground, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think we did. I don't know. Actually, I went twice. I remember now, because I went with Hayley as well. And she got Ruby and, like, a bunch of toys from there. But, yeah, I think I've been twice. And I don't recall following any of the rules. I just walked around it like I used to walk around MFI or DFS.
I quite like walking around B&Q. I'm going to a garden centre tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely excited. We're going to Cornwall to go to a garden centre.
Wow. Is that
commitment?
A fair bit away?
It depends where in Cornwall we're going. Okay. Like, it could be, like, 10 minutes. It could be 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe coffins would be a nice thing. Because then what they could do is that they could sell it like a bed. Because, this is another thing, right? One thing they could do is sell the coffin as a bed to start with.
Right.
So you get comfortable in it, and then when you die, you don't have to use a different bed.
Is it just like the lid is just folded underneath the slats?
Yeah, because...
So you just kind of flip it
because
up.
Because the main problem what you've got with this...
The main problem with bed coffins...
Well, dead people, is first off, if someone dies in a bed, you're not going to sleep in that bed.
No.
So that bed's going to go to waste.
Also, if someone was born in a bed, I don't think I'd want to sleep in that bed.
You don't really think about it, but that's what happens in hospitals. They don't... Mm-hmm. They don't. If someone dies on the bed, they don't throw the bed away. They keep it.
No. And this is why the NHS would be in a lot more trouble.
Yeah.
If we were running the country.
Yeah, but, right, if IKEA made coffins...
They'd probably be the
best coffins in the world.
That's...
Carling, isn't it? No, Carlsberg, yeah. One of the two. But yeah, they could make a coffin, right, and then if they die in their sleep, that's a problem out the window. They don't need to worry about taking the body out... And then, whatever, they can just keep
it
in.
Yeah, but the bed still needs to be able to be taken out of the house.
Yeah, but so does the body anyway. It'd be a lot easier in the bed. Just put the lid on, pop it in the ambulance, and then take it to the...
But how are you getting this bed out of the doors and downstairs?
The same way how you would get the body out.
But a body is much slimmer than a bed.
Depends how IKEA made the coffin. Like they
are
could...
these just single-person coffin-shaped beds?
Or a schmurgenflurf, whatever it's called.
A schmurgenflurven. Are they just single-person coffin-shaped beds?
Yeah, because the chances are that two people aren't going to die in the same bed.
You say that. Have you not watched The Notebook?
No.
Oh, you should watch The Notebook. It's really good.
What is it?
It's a sad film.
Do they die of, like, something like... carbon monoxide or something?
Just watch it with A3.
Okay.
And then cry.
Okay.
Because it is sad.
I mean, obviously carbon monoxide would cause it, but let's move away from that. Hey, if they had the lid on the coffin and it was carbon monoxide, it might save their life.
Probably not.
Anyway, there you go. That's where I'm going with that. IKEA, make some coffins. It would probably make the world a lot better. It'd be greener for the world because they don't have to throw away beds. And there you go.
You're welcome, IKEA.
Royalties, thank you, please.
Schmurgenflurgen.
They call me Mr. Bombastard.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
So,
what? John there?
No, John. Wouldn't it be John Nye?
Just get on with it.
It's time to play Bombardment. And this week, it's my go to ask you questions, Madam Zoe. And this, because at the moment, you are on 15 and I'm on 16.
So I need one to draw.
Yes.
Okay. You've written the questions. Do you think I'm going to be able to do it?
I think you'll get some.
Okay.
There are actually more than one answer to some of these, though.
Okay.
So you can. So I have opened it up slightly. Are you ready for Bombardment?
I think so, yes.
Okay. It will start in 3, 2, 1. Bombardment. Who sang Smoke on the Water?
Deep Purple.
Correct. Which McDonald's character is purple all over?
His grimace.
Correct. If I were a grimace, what would I be making?
You'd be making a face.
Yes. My face is much like yours, best put to use on the radio.
Rude.
Another face is that of former Radio 1 chart show host Wes Butters. Where can you hear him nowadays?
Is he on like The Hits or something?
False, he's on Radio 4.
Is he? Oh no, he is, you're right.
4 isn't a magic number, what is?
3.
Yes, you could also have had There Is No Such Thing As A Magic Number, It's All A Lie.
Okay.
What is 3 times 743?
2,409?
False. It is either 2,229 or Too Much. Too Much was a number one hit single for the Spice Girls in which year?
1997.
Correct.
Yes!
Which government was voted in 1997?
Labour?
Correct. If you were in Labour, you are pretty sure you're...
having a baby.
Correct. Who sang the song Don't Call Me Baby?
Madison Avenue?
Correct. You could have also had Voice of the Beehive.
Oh, okay.
That's Bombardment.
Oh!
There you go.
I surprised myself at how well I did there.
Yeah. I think you got 7. I need to check it again.
Okay.
8. You've got 8.
Ah, wowee. The only reason I got the grimace question, by the way,
yeah,
is because that was what Jamie Wade accused me of looking like when I was in my Rain Mac.
Ah, I forgot about that. Yeah. I think the grimace is, I wouldn't say my favouritest one, but I have got like a bit of a weird fixation over it, but I don't know why.
Now I feel weirded out.
Because I looked up on the internet a long time ago about McDonald's characters.
Yeah.
And where they all came from or whatever. And there was some that don't exist anymore because they're wrong.
Right.
But yeah.
Like what?
I can't remember. Or there was like some weird advert as well where there was like loads of eggs or something and they were doing the can-can. I'm not 100% sure how much of that I made up in my mind. But yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a couple that don't exist anymore. And the Hamburglar is hardly anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
He's never anywhere. There was little hamburgers, I think, were called things as well.
Okay.
But I can't remember what they were now. Yeah, so that's that. Wes Butters is on Radio 4.
Because he does continuity announcing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he recently finished at Radio Leeds. Just after he'd finished at Radio 1, he went to Galaxy, where he did the breakfast show for a bit, and there in Manchester, and then he went to, I think he moved time slots to an afternoon show.
Sorry, are you president of the Wes Butters fan club?
Well, I had a look at it, I read it all up, so there you go, I know what Wes Butters is doing now.
Have you printed off his Wikipedia and just stuck it all around your living
room?
No,
it's just stuff that's kept in my
mind.
Have
you got a shrine dedicated to Wes Butters? And you put his face on every tub of I Can't Believe It's Not
Under
Butter?
Under my bed, and yes, no.
That comes into the house.
This is the thing, right?
And then, under every single bit of radio that is not presented by Wes on Radio 4, do you just write, I can't believe it's not Butters?
Also, I think he has a cap.
That deserved a laugh, you fuck.
I was laughing.
You, not
I got the joke
audibly.
Before. But, right, also, as well, apparently he has got a cap that used to be Freddie Mercury. I got it right there. Freddie Mercury's cap.
What?
Apparently got it from some friends of Kenny Everett or something.
Sorry, how old is this cap? Because if I'm right, Freddie Mercury died in 1991.
Yeah.
It's now 2015, so that cap will be at least 25.
Cap, not cat.
Oh! That explains my confusion.
Yeah. A cap, a black leather cap. You can't have a leather cat.
I didn't hear you say leather. I don't think you said leather. So all I heard was cat that was owned by Freddie Mercury. And I was like, how old is this cat?
No, Wes Butters is 35. So
what is wrong with you?
So somewhere in my brain, that causes me to have dyslexia and not have a very good short-term memory, for some reason, lets in information like that very easily, very quickly. So now
if,
I know the history.
If Wes Butters doesn't listen to this, I'm going to be really pissed off.
So now I seem to know the history of Wes Butters, according to Wikipedia.
Mate, this should have been your mastermind thing rather than Swindon between 1880 and the present
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I should have done that. Well, actually, I should have looked on Wes Butters first. But yeah, I know about Wes Butters from
what's
the history.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the cat called? It's not a cat, it's a hat.
The cat, if it was a cat, would probably be called St. Ival.
Clover.
Clover would be a good cat's name.
And we all love clover all over this land. And we all love clover. It's the way that it's churned. This week's Prick Up Your Ears is sponsored by Wes Butters and Clover.
Yes.
By the Butters, Wes and Clover.
All the Butters.
All the Butters.
Moving swiftly on, blah, blah, blah. I'm
that
just
was bombardment.
Thingy, that was bombardment. And now
back
it's time
week.
For a fact cock. Cockadoodle did it.
Yo, back up now and give a cocky room. The facts on the clit or the Legion of Doom. Eddie Murphy, Freddie Mercury. The cock is uncaged and fact in for free. Cocked up, rocked up, ready for cocking. Numerous facts about Ireland and Thailand. Getting shooty on the Call of Duty. The longest nose or the biggest booty. Work billati, shoe waddy waddy. The grossest facts about the human body. Frequencies and the human ear. There's probably a reason why you drink beer. The brewery's the one we tell you what's up.
Cock.
The brewery's the one to tell you what's up.
Cock.
The brewery's the one to tell you what's up.
Cock.
I came here tonight to hear the cock go.
I'm going to start with my least interesting one.
Okay.
Spider silk is so strong, it's been theorised by scientists that a single strand the width of a pencil could stop a Boeing 747 in mid-flight.
You know those films with tarantulas or whatever they are?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, there's, like, a screaming person, usually a woman.
Yeah.
Who can't get out and they are stuck. So if a screaming film woman can't get out of it, then...
I know, if someone can't do it in fantasy, how will they manage in reality?
I know. If you could make anything out of it that was not gonna break, what would you make out of it?
A wig.
Would it be white, though?
Yeah, but that'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, you like said about your white hair.
A long, flowing, silky wig, it'd be really cool.
Yeah. You could either look a bit like either a judge or Storm out of...
X-Men. Are they making it into body armour? It would make sense.
Yeah, would it stop a bullet?
I'm sure they're considering, like, putting non-Newtonian fluid in, like, body armour and stuff. And that's that stuff that if you poke it, like, really slowly, it's liquid.
Right.
But if you, like, hit it or drop it, it's solid.
Okay.
You know that weird stuff that you make out of, like, corn flour and water? Oh, it's the best fun to do. Go to the shop and get corn flour.
I've got corn flour.
You've got corn flour. You can make it with corn flour and water, and if you've got any, like... food dye hanging about.
Okay. Well, what does it do? It just
exists.
Okay.
So you can make like a cup of it, and if you put your hand in really slowly, it stays like liquid. But if you strike it or if you kind of hit it, it goes solid.
Okay. Because
I saw
that thing about potatoes.
What about potatoes?
About that you can like make some glowy in the darky stuff out of potatoes.
Right.
And then like. So what you do, as soon as you hold it, it floops. It goes... But when you put it in the fridge, it kind of unfloops and goes into, like, a hard thing. Okay, is it my go?
Right, no, hang on, because I want to find out a non-Newtonian... Yeah, it's cornstarch and water.
Oh, starch. Oh, that might be what I'm thinking then. Because maybe it was, like, with corn flour and I've forgotten.
Yeah, you need corn flour and water. That is some science for you to do when the podcast is finished.
When I'm still being Johnny Robinson.
Yes.
Sounds like something that I should probably do with Ruby.
Yeah. Make it all lots of pretty colours.
Shall I go?
Yes, please.
My first fact is, in the first real-world transaction of a Bitcoin, a programmer paid 10,000 Bitcoins for two large Papa John's pizzas. 4 years later, those coins are worth $5.12 million.
Would you pay that much money for Papa John's pizza?
It'd have to be a really good pizza.
I had Papa John's pizza this week for the first time.
What do you think?
Easily surpasses any other takeaway pizza I've ever had.
Indeed.
Easily. Like, genuinely, best pizza I've had.
I was disappointed when I moved to Cheltenham originally because they'd opened up a Papa John's in Swindon and I was like, I don't know how any other pizza is going to live up to this now. And then, after the first year, they opened a Papa John's up and I was really happy. And then I moved away from Cheltenham, even though it was just Gloucester. And I was like, have you got a Papa John's here?
Papa John's.
Avery said, oh no, there isn't. And then we found out that one opened up 4 months ago and I said to get one and I have been happy since.
I went out on Saturday night for some work drinks and then got pizza on the way back. And because they had like a deal where if you spent £25, you got money off it, I was like, well, I might as well get up to that. So I ordered a pizza with double bacon, double cheese, double pepperoni and chicken on. Then I also got bacon and cheese, like garlic bread.
Okay.
But obviously not garlic bread, it's just a fucking pizza.
Yeah.
It's like a flat pizza. And I also got their cookie, but obviously it's not like these shitty Domino's cookies. It's a massive fuck off like cookie.
Yeah.
And it's huge and soft and warm and just the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll ever have takeaway pizza from anywhere else again.
No, see, this is the thing. I don't mind Domino's, but or whatever, but it's not the same.
The crust is just superior. I don't know what it is about it. It's soft and fluffy and it doesn't... Because I had, like, the bacon and cheese thing and had, like, 2 slices of the cookie before I went to bed because I was drunk at this point. And so I had like an entire pizza just left. The crust didn't go hard. It didn't go soggy the next day. I heated some up. It tasted great. Everyone was happy.
It tastes good cold as well.
Oh, I could rave about Papa John's pizza all day.
See, they should sponsor us because like I am like a mega fan of theirs. I like their chili cheese bite things.
You don't like hot food?
No, but I like that. I didn't feel horrible after eating them.
There you go. Yeah. Papa John's pizza. Johnny didn't want to throw up or shit himself after eating it.
No, brilliant.
They're welcome to that advert. Fucking love Papa John's.
Yeah, Papa John's, feel free to take up the 10-second advert at the beginning of this podcast.
I'd happily let them have it free if they gave us free pizzas for a bit.
I've not necessarily said that we need money for it.
We will take payment in. I'd actually happily take payment in their cookies rather than their pizza.
Right.
I mean, I'd be happy with anything, to be honest. But that the cookie was just... Oh, it's divine.
Hey, that's what we need to do. We need to get in touch with Papa John's for the 30-hour podcast. Right, and to say to them, we're a big fan of yours. We'll give you an advertisement on the radio and we'll mention you once an hour.
But eating greasy food is not going to be a good idea.
Oh, we don't eat it all day long. We just have...
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Eating it at any point during that 30 hours is going to be a terrible idea.
Okay, what, eating anything?
Well, no, eating anything that's not like cereal bars or fruit or drinking water.
Okay. Can we not just have a slice each?
I genuinely think that's going to be a bad idea.
Okay.
I don't want to be a party pooper.
No, I know what you mean.
And neither of us want to be pooping at the party.
Well, no, indeed.
So I think being sensible is the way forward.
My question to you about the Bitcoin thing.
Oh, shit, yeah. So I got lost in the whole Papa John's love.
If you had to spend $5 million on something in one blow, what would you blow it on? And to be honest with you, I was going to say I would go with the Papa John's pizza as well.
What does $5.2 billion equate to in... GBP.
I was going to check that. Hang on. I should have done it because I knew that was going to be a question that came up. I think it's 3.5 million.
Can I only buy one thing or do it? Am I allowed more than one thing?
No, I think it should just be one thing.
I would like to buy a decent flat in London. Like, I'd like to buy it outright. So obviously that'll keep me in bills for about 2 weeks. Aha, it's a joke about rising London house prices. Nah.
See, I was having a chat with Avery the other week. If on your birthday,
On anyone's birthday.
Oh, okay. So say on your birthday, you were... Anything you bought on your birthday, you could have for free.
Right.
So you would go out and buy a house and what have you. But the way how it would be...
The way how.
So the way how it would be restricted was that, yes, you could go and buy a house, you can go and get a car, you can do all these other things, right? As long as you spend it on your birthday, right? But the main problem is, what happens then to all of the council tax you have to pay and the road tax you have to pay for the expensive car and blah, blah, blah. It would cancel it out because of how much you'd be spending on all these other things.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be saving much in the long run.
No, like you could probably, on your birthday, say you wanted the house and then the day after, sell the house, whatever it was. But still, that's probably the only way around it. Like you couldn't keep the house...
I like the way it works at the moment, yeah. In that you just have to pay for things. I say that as someone who got a free bus ride last week, so...
How did you get a free bus ride?
I got on the bus with a £10 note, and I said, hello, can I have a single to town, please? And the guy mumbled something, and I was like, pardon, excuse me, what? And he was like, I'll just sit down, I won't have enough change. And I was like, oh, are you sure? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay, thank you. And then I had a real panic about whether, like, what would happen if a ticket inspector got on the bus.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, I had a £10 note. He said to just sit on the bus. Please don't send me to the jail. But it was fine.
I had that a couple of times. There was the other week when I had Finn and Ruby on the bus. And then the bus driver was like, just get on.
Get on the bus.
I know, now I've just got this idea of, you know that song, get out of my dreams, get into my car, beep, beep. About the bus driver just turning up. Is it your go for a factor cock?
Yes, it is. Hawk moths can jam a bat's echolocation by rubbing their genitals together to create ultrasound disruption, throwing the bat off course. If you could make any noise when you rubbed your genitals together...
Right.
What would it be?
I don't know. For some reason, then in my head, it was like, what did you just make a sound like a grasshopper?
Do you mean an actual grasshopper, or do you mean the grasshopper in James and the Giant Peach?
I was just thinking an actual grasshopper. How does he make it in the...
It's just a violin. He's playing a violin in it, essentially.
That'd be cool, actually, if you could imitate a...
My vagina is not going to play a sad violin every time I walk.
Oh, no, but you could play a trumpet sound, like how you see some people walking down the road, and it's like you could easily put music to it.
Are you talking about people that maybe have low mobility due to their size?
Not necessarily. Like, I remember I went to this car boot a long time ago with my uncle, and we saw a man walking away from it. And he kind of looked a bit...
He's walking away.
Yeah.
From the car boot in this car park. He was walking away. Ooh, to find a better day.
I suppose you could use it for...
I'd rather you didn't, because that is rude.
You were, okay. But still, just someone walking away. Really good. Diddle do 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 do
do. I can't do mouth trumpet.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can't do vagina trumpet either, so...
No. What about you? What would you do?
I don't know.
What about an ear-piercing squeal?
A what? No!
Or a click.
Was that click?
A click.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah, a click. A really, really loud click. Because then people will be like, where the fuck is that coming from?
Just every time you walk.
Yeah.
Maybe the Benny Hill theme tune that gets faster the more you run. So if you're running for the bus... but it will just be like a really slow, somber, chilled out version.
Oh, so
it'd be... Yeah, it would be quite cool and kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see the bus going, oh, shit.
The thing is, though, what would not work with that is that if you were running for your life... for a terrible situation.
Is this the next great horror film spoof?
Yeah. It'd be like, I can't stop it from every time I run for the bus, it goes. And then, like, you see.
It would really change Friday the 13th. If you're technically rubbing your genitals together, it would also happen during sex. Oh, can someone please redub 50 Shades of Grey with this?
If one
I hope
person...
this is the podcast that makes us famous, Johnny.
I hope so too. What would be really cool, right, and slightly romantic, is that if one person had one set of music when they rubbed their genitals, and the other one had their set of music when they rubbed their genitals also, but
right.
when they came together...
A
wink,
beautiful
wink,
harmony.
Yeah.
And that's how you know you found your soulmate.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if it's a song, it's the lyrics.
Well, one there of them's go. Got the lyrics and the other one's got the music.
Yeah, someone's just got the instrumental.
The big question is, what songs would it be then? Barry Manilow.
Can we pause momentarily? I need to go sort a thing out.
Okay.
I'm just going to stop my recording a second. Mac 2 blows on his back.
My second fact on the Facty Cocky today. Scotland has the highest use of cocaine in the world. So the mega question, Zoe, have you ever had or been in the presence of the taking of naughty substances?
No and yes.
Would you like to explain or would you not?
I have never taken any illegal substances, but I have been in the presence of people doing so. For someone of my generation, that's not particularly surprising. That was a fun question.
I'm the same.
We're boring, aren't we?
Yes.
New announced for the 30-hour podcast. Zoe and Johnny take increasingly strong amounts of drugs.
In fact, that's reminded me of this thing.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that.
This thing, though, that they did on a radio station a long time ago that doesn't exist anymore, Atlantic 252, they're closed now. It was not
Atlantic
long before they closed.
Atlantic 252.
Their breakfast show did a segment where they took legal drugs for experimental purposes.
That's amazing.
I've always been in the situation of I'd love to do that. They had one of them, one of the drugs, which was it was supposed to heighten your senses or something.
Right.
Like in more of a turny-onny way, though. I think what they said was that they gave this girl, the co-host of the show, they had to go up and down her arm with their finger.
Right.
To see if she'd get turned on by it and how much she was turned on before it. And how much she was turned on after it.
Right.
And she was saying, oh yeah, it definitely does have an effect on it. But that was the one that I remember, but there was like a couple of others as well.
Yeah, I mean, for a breakfast show, that sounds like the worst possible segment they could have come up with.
Yeah, but actually, it was really good.
If it had been something like Radio 1 Surgery...
Yeah.
I could maybe have understood it, because they did Drugs Live on Channel 4 recently, didn't they?
Yeah.
Where they got Jon Snow to... huff balloons.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet more than on the telly.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. He's like, oh, it's made me really paranoid, drugs are really bad. And everyone's like, yeah, but you've gone from taking no drugs to taking the strongest drugs they have, so, you know.
I've not taken anything ever. I've not even had, like, regular fags.
No, I have never smoked a cigarette.
Well, it wouldn't be good for your asthma either, would it?
It would not. Also, I've got a very addictive personality, so I think it would be game over. I'm going to have to go a little quieter because I've just had a knock on my bedroom door alerting me to the fact that my parents have gone to bed now.
We're nearly done as well, so...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
I've got my last fact. I have saved the best till last, as always. Okie
dokes.
Each time a fertile man's heart beats, he produces 1,500 new sperm.
Wow. Money maker?
Baby maker. Have you seen 1,000 Heartbeats on ITV?
No.
Okay, so basically it is Vernon Kay presenting a new game show where the contestant has 1,000 heartbeats to answer the questions and get the money. But the gimmick is that there's a string quartet there, and the string quartet plays as fast as the person's heart is beating.
Oh, I think I've flicked past it.
It's surprisingly good.
Okay.
But the problem is, now I've read this, every time a bloke is on that and his heart is beating like 130 times a minute,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, that is a fuck ton of sperm getting produced.
Yeah. The other thing as well, I don't know this as a guy, first off, whether every sperm actually then gets to escape, because I would imagine that it doesn't.
Eventually you'll get to a point when it's just... Sorry,
I mean, in that situation.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in that situation where it was being produced, wouldn't it be the case that not all of it gets to escape? And if it doesn't escape, then where does it go? And if it does escape, does it all come out in a mega big splurge?
Wait, what? Run that past me again.
So if a man is producing that much sperm, the heart beats, say you left it for a week or 3 weeks or a year.
It's not recommended. That's why masturbation is good.
What my thought was as well is that if you didn't, then where does it go? And what happens to it?
Well, it's still just there in the testicles, isn't it?
But surely it won't live that long, will it?
Well, hang on, let me...
For instance, if I heartbeated like 2 years ago, not done anything or whatever...
Yes, but how old is your son?
Well, no, I know. he's like nearly a year.
Invalid point, then.
No, but I was saying if... Alright, say if now, for instance, then I didn't do anything for 2 years.
Sorry, O3, sorry to break this to you. So, I don't think you need to worry, because... So, you're producing 1,500 new sperm every time your heart beats, but in each millilitre, there is normally 100 million sperm, and a fertile male human ejaculates between 2 and 5 millilitres of semen... on average about a teaspoon.
Right.
So, I don't think you need to worry about it getting backed up.
Okay. I'm not even going to explain what is going on in my head right there now.
Oh, please, please do.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm intrigued. Now you said, oh, I'm not even going to explain it, you're going to have to. I've closed my notebook to listen to
it. No, because you'll get grossed out.
It's fine.
Trust me, it's more than a teaspoon.
It says the average.
Wow.
That suggests you've wanked into a teaspoon and gone, oh no, too much.
Not into a teaspoon. Anyway.
Were you playing soggy biscuit this week? Is that what the problem was?
Yes.
Did you run over the sides of a rich tea?
Yes, and then some.
Okay. whole packet just ruined.
I didn't even get it out of the packet. It just melted through the plastic.
You need to get that scene too, mate.
Anyway, is it my go? We're still doing fat cock.
Yeah.
Is it my go now?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
See, you thought I'd be grossed out, but I'm just like, meh.
Where did I get to?
It should be your last one.
The Japanese... I'm not going to keep it in the podcast, I don't think.
Oh, please do. I've said enough embarrassing stuff about myself.
Okay.
That you need to take one for the team.
Okay, that sounds completely different in my head, but I know what you mean. Okay, my final fact, cock. The Japanese created a silicone toy called Mugen Puchi Puchi. I think that's how you say it. Sorry if I got it wrong. Designed to mimic the sensation of popping bubble wrap for an infinite number of times.
I want one of these.
Well, I was having a think. Do you reckon there's an app?
There is.
That does that?
There is.
Is it called Bubble Popper?
I mean,
you said you were talking about an app called Bubbles or something a while ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I really enjoy popping bubble wrap. It is one of life's great enjoyments.
The only thing with doing it on an app, though, is that you haven't got the physical feeling of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing, the pushy-pushy, whatever it's called, it's just a small box of buttons.
Right, but I assume it's there to give the same sensation of pushing that air out.
That's my fact cock done.
I'm all done.
Yay. Can we mention tea without milk?
Please don't send me to the jail.
So we're going to do a quick bye then again, because Zoe's parents are in bed again and we don't want to wake them, do we?
No.
Or refrain them from going to sleep.
Yes.
Also, this week I didn't do an ideas thing for the long podcast. So yes, I am Johnny Robinson and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when this podcast is finished. I'll still be me.
And your name is apparently now Jennifer Robinson.
Yeah, it's forever.
And I am Zoe Fowle, and I am not pretending to be on a sex line. I'm just speaking quietly because there's only a wall between me and my parents.
It's funny for me because I can talk as loud as I want, but Zoe. But yeah, I'm Johnny Robinson. Bye.
Bye bye. SoundGorillas.co.uk.